T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Believe it or not, we are a week away from the one-year anniversary of certainly the darkest day in country music history, and of course in American history, as one of the darkest days of the worst mass shooting in American history at Route 91 Harvest Festival. Still completely unanswered. And yet there are those who right now are dealing with the aftermath and still depend on the kindness of others and the pain of others to get through it together.
Right.
And that's what we're talking about here, with a little support group action going on in cahoots tonight. John and Tammy in the morning on 103.7 KSON.
And one of the greatest things that has come out of this is all the rays of light and all the spark of hope and all the love that they are all sharing and working with.
As we get to the one-year anniversary of the horrible incident of Route 91 Harvest Festival, we want to remind you of the story of Taylor Winston, a hero. You know Taylor's story by now, and if you don't, you should. Taylor is the Marine that took it upon himself to lift a truck during absolute hell raining down on the crowd in Vegas, commandeering a truck, bringing people to the hospital, saving a ton of lives, all while endangering his own self, and dealing with the fact that he was also part of the crowd at Route 91. Taylor, in addition to dealing with the fact that, he's considered a hero by everybody that hears the story, Taylor has his own grief to deal with, his own PTSD to deal with revolving Route 91. He's not a superhero. After all, he's a man, and he saw some pretty bad stuff. I know, Taylor, that you credit the support group that's been going on at In Cahoots since Route 91 to help you and so many other people get through this, right?
Absolutely. Dr. Shiva Gaid's been instrumental in the recovery and the mental health of our community since that tragedy, including myself.
And tonight's a special night. Tell us about what's going on tonight at In Cahoots.
So we've been running the support groups just about a week after the incident, and tonight is our last night, 6:30 p.m. Shiva Guy will be giving the last group therapy, trying to kind of mentally prep everyone as we approach the one-year anniversary. And we just want to invite anyone out there who may know someone and or maybe themselves who is at Route 91 and or affected, just to come on out and hang out with us.
This is an amazing thing, because so many people that we talked to last week at Jason Aldean, or who just email us or reach out and call us, have said that Dr. Shiva's support groups really the one thing that has kept them together and got them through this. What's even more amazing about this story, a couple of things. This is free. This is happening out of the goodness of Dr. Shiva's heart. And also, what's even more amazing is that Dr. Shiva herself is a Route 91 survivor. I wonder if this is also helping her helping others.
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible. And the support and love she's shown for the community is just unbelievable. So I just encourage anyone to come out tonight who may be affected by the Route 91 tragedy as we approach the 1 year. And we've been building a website, www.route91therapy.com, and we're about to launch videos that we just took this weekend at In Cahoots on Wednesday.
All right, and if somebody is like, they've never done it, can they still come tonight as well, even if they haven't been a part of it this whole year?
Absolutely. They didn't even have to be there. You know, if you have a friend that was there, you know, you're affected too. So we just encourage everyone to come out. And we're all friends and family, so.
Perfect.
All right, Taylor. Listen, we wish you nothing but continued healing and love. And if there's anything you need from us, you know you can call. But we just want to reiterate that for you, because you're kind of a aw shucks dude, and we don't want to bother anybody. Feel free to bother us whenever you want.
I appreciate it, John, and love you guys, and have a great morning.
I love you too, man. Mm-hmm. Not to embarrass Taylor, but I think about him sometimes and what he did. Mm-hmm. And not that anybody that was in Route 91 or has ever been in that kind of horrific event, who wouldn't just drop what they're doing and run for their life? That's what you're supposed to do. That's what cops are telling you to do.
Yeah.
Run, run, run. Get to safety. This guy has enough state of mind to run by a truck, think to himself, I bet there's keys in that truck. I'm going to go check.
Yeah.
Turns around, goes and checks. It is. And then does what he does. Drives people, victims, some of them dead, some of them not, to the hospital. The lives that he saved. They went back and did it again. Mm-hmm. I mean, wouldn't you have kept in that truck and just kept driving until you can call someone and say, right? I took the truck, but I'm safe here. He didn't. He went back into hell. Mm-hmm. We know him. It's hard to talk about it with him because it's hard to him, for him to think about. But imagine that. Mm-hmm. Imagine who's alive because of that. It's shocking to me.
Right.
And it's so important that we don't forget what happened last year. We just don't. It's been a year, the quickest year ever, maybe. And
yeah. Taylor is just an awesome human, by the way. Just an awesome human. If you ever get the chance to get to know him, please do, because he's just a great guy.
Something's wrong with him. We got to pick one thing. What is it? What's wrong with Taylor? What could it be? You know what? He tripped a kid once. I saw him trip a kid once.
You saw him. Well, there you go.
Yeah. I got nothing. Anyway.
There you go.
We're here for you. If you need us, please let us know.
Right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.